English majors are novel lovers. The most entertaining thing in my realm of awareness in 2010 was a book titled Fool by Christopher Moore. It's a retelling of Shakespeare's The Tragedy of King Lear from the point of view of Lear's fool. If I ever use the phrase, like a moose trying to shit an entire family of hedgehogs, you'll know that I stole it from Moore's novel. The least entertaining thing in my realm of awareness in 2010 was watching Oprah Winfrey and J.K. Rowling discuss how difficult it is to be rich. I watched it for a solid 4 minutes, just to be sure it was the least entertaining thing of 2010, and that was enough. In fact, it was probably the least entertaining thing I've seen in 43 years of breathing air. And I attended a semester seminar in Victorian fiction. I can accept that being rich is difficult, but so is being a teenager or a cop or a sled dog. But listening to rich people bitch about being rich is a real bitch. Nothing against Rowling. I read all the Harry Potter books out loud. That wasn't easy either, but I'd never bore people with a description of how unpleasant it was. I read very few novels anymore. I think I've read 3 or 4 this year. Not good for a guy who thinks he's a writer. I shoved To Kill a Mockingbird down Sean's throat at bedtime last spring. He didn't complain much. We're reading some dragon series now. Yes, I still read to him, even though he's 13. You don't stop talking to them once they learn to talk, do you? Then don't stop reading to them once they learn to read. I'm going to cram Booker T's Up From Slavery down his throat once these dragons kill the evil thing they're supposed to kill in the last book. As the weather turned cold this year, I began trying to remember the name of a novel that I read a few years ago. It was set in the Falkland Islands. Some guy was spending the winter at Stanley Harbor watching his boss's fishing vessel. He began attending choir practice at the Anglican Cathedral in Stanley and fell in love with an Argentinian beauty who was the wife of a crusty old bureaucrat who was always in England or something. So they started going for walks after choir practice, and eventually they turned the fishing boat into a little love nest in the harbor. It was all wintry and romantic. I was racking my brains trying to remember the name of the goddamn novel. I could not even remember how it ended. Then I thought it must be a short story in one of those literary magazines. All of a sudden it hit me. It was a single chapter in a novel that wasn't even about the Falkland Islands. Most of it was set in Kansas, and I wrote the fucker. It was a couple of years ago. Must have been good. I liked it anyway. Clearly, my brain is a little overloaded. The year 2011 is going to be a year of simplification. I'm going to keep my accounts on my thumbnail, as Thoreau says. I'm going to brush our dogs more and pick the fleas off them instead of spending a week's pay on front line that doesn't even work anymore. I'm going to be naked more and watch the news only if there is news on it. I'm going to reread old books. I'm still going to drink, but much more slowly.